Now, tell us specifically what the electromagnetic radiation does to the body.
Okay. Let's go back to cell phones, cellular phones. They're beautifully, perfectly named because, in fact, when you dial your phone, you're dialing your cells. And what is happening on a cellular level? We talked about symptoms a few minutes ago. It's not just the symptoms of the problem, but what the symptoms indicate, which is cellular disruption. The cells in our bodies are electrochemical in nature. In fact, we can measure a tenth of a volt in our brain cells right now, listening and processing to this conversation. Very, very subtle electrochemical reactions in our cells determine cell metabolism, cell division, the ability of cells to ward off rogue molecules that could do damage, particularly the ability of cells to track and mark and kill incipient cancer cells and to stop rapid cell division and to kill off old cells so that new ones can take their place. All of these processes are happening continuously in our bodies. The problem is that cell phone frequencies exactly match or nearly match our brainwave frequencies and our DNA frequencies.
That's not a good thing.
No, our body gets confused because our body is DC. It's a direct current like our mother planet Earth. Electromagnetic field, North Pole to South Pole, one direction. That's what we're attuned to, 3 million years of evolution. Now we've got oscillating frequencies from cell phones and cell phone towers whipping those cells back and forth. Think of a wheat field in your backyard, if you want to picture that, and a nice quiet breeze bending the wheat in one direction. That's the Earth's magnetic field, and the wheat is your brain cells or other cells in organs near your cell phone. Now imagine a big, strong wind coming up, blowing that wheat flat, reversing direction, blowing it flat the other way, and doing it millions and even billions of times per second. What's going to happen to the wheat? It's going to snap. It's going to break. Well, the wheat is your DNA, except your DNA is a ladder. It's two stalks. And if one of those stalks breaks of that double helix ladder, you have a problem, but it's usually repaired by the body. If you get a so-called double strand break in your DNA and that double helix ladder snaps, you have a problem. It's not going to be repaired, and you're on your way. It's not guaranteed, but you're on your way to cancer.
You know how they used to talk about people who don't smoke, but if you get secondhand smoke, you could still get affected by it.
Yes.
What about someone who's not on a cell phone, but like you said, happens to be on a bus, and everybody's using one around that person?
Oh, wow. Yes, you are exposed to secondhand radiation, and researchers are warning us that we the non-cell phone users, we the exposed, the cell phone towers, are in danger of contracting Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, female and male breast cancer, miscarriages if we're pregnant women, and we're not even using the phones. So we are at risk, and I would see the backlash, the cell phone backlash that we're already seeing concerning the annoyance factor of these things going off in public places, and we see them being banned right and left. That's going to eventually escalate to an outcry among people, just, again, parallel with smoking, against secondhand exposure to electromagnetic radiation. I want to emphasize that using a cell phone is not just a personal decision. It's certainly not a personal right. The same applies to smoking because it affects everyone around us. It's a cultural decision, and I think we all have a right, all creatures, in fact, have a right to have a vote in whether they choose to be exposed to a risk that perhaps the cell phone user herself is content to shoulder.
You would agree with me that I think it's a mistake to relax the rules on cell phone use in planes. They're going to eventually allow you to do that, and everybody in a plane will start making phone calls, and then the poor sap who doesn't use a cell phone gets zapped by all of this.
That's right. But up until that point, isn't it curious that when we board an airplane, we're told to turn them off so we don't interfere with the electrical equipment on the plane? We enter a hospital, they say, turn your phone off, please, so you don't interfere with our equipment in the hospital. What about the electrical equipment in our heads? Certainly that's as important.
Are they developing any kind of new equipment or technology that would minimize this?
I haven't seen anything to indicate a solution, a techno fix to this problem, whether it's changing the frequencies, which I imagine means changing the entire infrastructure. It's not simply retuning your radio to another channel. In terms of cell phones, it's probably rejiggering all your base stations and what did we say, 1.2 billion cell phones. Don't think that's going to happen. I'm not sure there's a technological fix to this problem, because whatever you do, you are radiating.
So I have a new slogan, by the way, that we can use for health purposes.
Oh, good.
Cells affect cells.
Very good. Exactly. That's the nub of it right there. It affects your cells, your brain cells, or any organs near your phone, and that's a bad thing. Again, you're matching the alpha waves of normal consciousness. You're matching the frequency of DNA, but you're doing it with an alternating or oscillating current that your body has never before run into and can't defend itself against.